John F. Kennedy Library, President's Office Files, Presidential Recordings Collection, Meeting Recording Number 35.2. 1 minute and 4 seconds of this tape have been excised for reasons of national security. The 3 excisions are indicated. For additional information, please see Recording Log Number 35.2.
Really, so kind of missile. This is on the top of page 4, I have, you know, next time, word service or service levels should be a very first word.
Right, I think that'd be fine.
You either do or do not include MPPs, and if you do, we'll put them down just before the final clause in that list.
I think, well, at this point, we can stop them anyway, can't we? Instructions go on, well, I can issue instructions tonight, and large, and whatever we put in here, I think I should.
Tonight, we're gonna see this paragraph on page 3. It's to enforce this order, Secretary of Defense shall take appropriate measures to prevent delivery of firearms.
Designate, well, unless you strip this, what really would sound the average really offensive.
Secretary of Defense may make such regulations.
Right.
So he can do whatever he wants.
So let's just say,
Service missile, top of page 3.
Service missile, bomber, fighter bomber aircraft. Why don't we say bomber aircraft? Air to service rockets and guided missiles, warheads running above a mechanical electric support or operate any classes. Okay.
We start, in other words, with the language on top of page 3 and scratch the last 3 lines of page 2.
Not the word land-based, Max.
Huh?
You don't want to delete.
No,
you don't want to keep, you want to cut
land-based and begin service missile.
You do not want to keep the words land-based.
Okay, no.
But if we wanted to borrow pages, it's only the Secretary of Defense to do that. Without.
You'll do that, yeah, we'll have it.
Yes, I will issue an order tonight that includes the original language.
I do raise the question. I see no other way of doing it, but I think it's important to observe that we do now designate, you delegate to the Secretary of Defense the breadth of the blockade. Is that necessary legally?
Well, I think that's the way to do it. Change, you see, this is permissive to change
every time.
You want to be able to change it. It's not really just on the president change. I think this is a good deal.
Do you change fighter bomber or not?
Yes.
No, we just call it bomber aircraft.
Bomber aircraft.
Did you like to proceed to another destination with no choice? No, I see. In other words, if we knew they were on, they would just tell me to go home. Or I see if they did.
Now, Bob McNamara and I have.
Can we search a vessel which was proceeding toward Cuba, was hailed, requested to stop, did not do so but turned around and proceeded in the reverse direction away from Cuba? It's both a legal question and a practical question. The legal foundation of such an act is confused. As a practical matter, I don't believe we should undertake such an operation
right now.
That's right. So my instructions to the Navy was don't do it.
That's right, because they'd be grabbing stuff that might be heading home. And if we can change that.
There is a possibility that this one vessel that we think is carrying these missiles, that would be a hell of an advantage to be able to come in and have pictures of the missiles. And also, I raised the point that possibly it would be an intelligence advantage to be able to examine some of this material. The way you can do it is to set out a zone and then pick up any vessels within that zone and say you don't know whether when they turn around whether they're going to try to come into Cuba in a different fashion. Maybe you don't want to do it for the first 48 hours.
Well, I think if we got a vessel that was suspicious, we ought to try to grab it, but my guess is that anything that's really that suspicious at this point, and I mean choose this to have the test case on and turn that thing around.
We always get an exception if we get one that's hot, can't we?
Well, this particular vessel is 1,800 miles out. That's one of our major problems.
We have to grab it there.
We have to grab it there, which
right if you're going to turn it around. If we want to grab it, they turn it around at 1,800 miles away.
Well,
I don't think that's too far. It keeps coming. Do we know whether that's still coming?
It's still coming. It is not yet turned around.
Excision 1. 34 seconds excised.
I would recommend we not tonight decide this issue on that particular ship that's 1,800 miles out. We ought to follow it tonight and see what happens.
I think it would be damn helpful to come in with that kind of evidence.
Well, this ought to be our primary objective early after the effective date of the blockade to grab a vessel obviously loaded with offensive weapons.
It'd be a hell of a lot of help.
So we our prime target at the moment is the Kamaz, which is within our range tomorrow, and which we hope we could get around 11 or 12 o'clock tomorrow morning, but we haven't yet pinpointed it this afternoon. They're still searching for it.
Inbound, isn't it?
No,
science fiction. Oh, we have ample ability to tell.
I would think that if you could get them in as far out as possible initially, and then if they do seem to be turning around, give them a chance to turn around and get on the way.
Oh, any ship that we stop or hail and request to stop, which then deviates from course, we will follow. This is in the instructions. But the suggestion of the Attorney General, and I think it's an excellent suggestion, but not to apply the first day, is that even if it turns around and proceeds indefinitely away from Cuba, we would nonetheless stop it and certainly.
Quite far out, didn't specify any particular place.
I think
two primary requirements. The first is to avoid attack from Cuba if we possibly can. That means to be at least outside the MiG-21 range and the MiG-19 range. The MiG-19 range with external fuel tanks is around 450 knots, nautical miles. The second requirement is to choose a ship that has offensive weapons on it and stop it and search it and get the evidence. Now, those two requirements dictate the choice of Kamask for tomorrow, if we can find it, if we can stop it. And that's the way in which we have laid out tomorrow's operation.
Is there a chance that vessels will arrive Friday or Thursday? Well, this is a problem. It's not so important. But having beat the blockade, I suppose you can't pick them all up in.
Well, we're not certain, Mr. President.
We do not know of anything that gives us particular concern that we're not planning to stop.
All right, I'm going to all set this time, Miss Lane.
There's a minor problem I'd like to raise. Well, you have a minor drafting problem. It seems to me that the order ought to specify when ships are taken into custody. I would suggest, therefore, at the top of page 4, in the third line, you strike the word not and change the word unless to if.
Now, where's that again? The top of what?
Top of page 4, line 3. And shall be taken into custody. Otherwise, there's no order for you that these ships with the material shall be taken into custody.
Excuse me, Ted, there is on page 3.
Those which fail to refuse to comply.
Yeah, the direction shall the subject be taken into custody. Last, fourth line from the bottom on page 3.
Well, right, but there are two groups which are going to be taken into custody. Those which fail to respond or comply, that is, which survive the blockade. And those which have the materiel on, that they don't go back.
Well, we don't take them aboard. We don't take them into custody if they have materiel aboard unless they fail to comply with the record. Well, we thought maybe in 48 hours it might be considered that.
Well, this would completely change the foundation on.
Now, the reason for custody is failing to refuse to respond or comply. That's the legal position in this paragraph as it now stands. You want to change that?
It's a minor technical point, but the first point you're talking about are those that you hail the ship and they refuse to comply. The second is those vessels that actually have a material on board.
There's a definite change.
No,
I don't. Well, let's change it then. Now, the only question I come back to again is whether in a proclamation of this kind, whether we want to name, what we're going to do is stop the introduction of offensive military weapons into Cuba. Is it important whether we leave in or out the Sino-Soviet sending in? Does it put us in somewhat in the basis if we're just going to stop the introduction of weapons, wherever they come from? We know they're coming, but is it more hit them harder than aim them in a way which may not be desirable? More challenging than it seems to be.
Well, we've spread out all over the world now, and these other weapons are a cruiser for Chile, for example. Wouldn't be looked upon as an offensive weapon
if we get
because of its source and because of its recipient.
Well, I'm ready.
You ready to go. Yes, sir. John, you have one of the annotations.
Who are you going to give
You'll take care of it.
All of the departments. It's on tape, ready to go out now. We want to get this out just as fast as we can.
We want to get that. If you make the correction, so we have to do everybody, but the president will actually sign at 7.
Yeah, it's available for immediate distribution.
We can put it on the tape on the wire right now.
Have your people take a correction copy. There are these corrections.
Oh, I agree. No, I'm not going to agree.
Can we send it out to clear now?
Get home. Everybody,
everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to sign
it out in the clear.
This is the, and the wording will be, this is the proclamation the president will sign at 7. In fact, I'll sign it as soon as you can, 7, I guess, is still the press.
I think they've been back before.
What?
Stand on this word, Sino-Soviet, the Attorney General raises the point again, whether we should say the reason of the establishment by. Is the Soviet power enough, Mr. Secretary, or does it really need the double?
Also, an OAS resolution.
Stick with it.
In the first paragraph, you could say
it's
an establishment by extra hemispheric powers of offensive military capability.
deciding what the instructors are going with these ships. And if there is any doubt, minor debate, they would, this would show that there is an alternative to going ahead with forcing this thing to take this fire on them, and therefore kicks off probably reaction and retaliation in Berlin. Second point, which is you have a letter to answer. This is an answer for the law of his court.
Is everybody familiar with this proposed letter?
No, I don't think
so. Sir.
I read it.
Yeah, now this ends a little. Yeah, which is the third
draft?
When you read it, Mr. Secretary,
yes. It is that the this draft of Missouri's all the time about one. I received it on October 23rd. I think you will recognize the steps which started the current chain of events were the action of your government in secretly furnishing offensive weapons to Cuba. We are discussing this matter in the Security Council. In the meantime, I am concerned that we both show prudence to do nothing to allow events to make the situation more difficult to control than it already is. I hope that you will issue immediately the necessary instructions to your ships to observe the terms of the quarantine established on the road of the Organization of American States this afternoon. May or may not have it, since we have no desire to seize or fire upon your vessels. Now, this depends a good deal on intelligence, and we've had no indications of any Soviet instructions or reactions or any way to pull away or narrowly widen the gap, and that sort of thing.
None at all.
Just the converse, as you might guess, is an important point there.
Anything with such intelligence we got in that gossip around the United Nations halls and so forth indicate the contrary.
Yeah.
Instructions are to go through, but we have nothing very hard.
The Soviet embassy this afternoon gave a copy of Khrushchev's letter to you to the Soviet affairs section, which I think indicates they'll probably will publish before long this exchange. Should think a little how the record is.
Isn't there one problem in this, and that is that they might come back and reply saying we will not send our ships in, but we would expect from you comparable observance of the criterion you set, and you won't attack anything in Cuba or expand the blockade. In other words, set up a situation in which they freeze the status quo with the missiles there.
Very unlikely. It's possible.
But we can always come back and say that's not acceptable. This is just probably one last effort to avoid what's going to happen tomorrow morning. Anybody have any objections sending this? Your judgment is a good thing to do?
I think so. I don't feel strongly about it. I think it could be helpful in their last minute decision.
Okay, well, let's send it then now. I don't see that we're giving away much. I don't think we want to have that last sentence, do we?
No.
We have no desire to have it.
Covered by the proclamation.
Okay, well, let's send that then.
Would you do that? Sure, sure.
It's
this draft that we're agreed on, but without the last sentence.
Yes, sir.
Let me have it.
Telling him in that minute when this quarantine begins, the same tomorrow morning?
Well, it was legally established this afternoon. Now, this was the basis for which it was legally established. I suppose it wouldn't happen.
Well, you don't want to say which commences tomorrow morning?
It really ought to be the basis.
Yeah. The basis for which was legally established this afternoon.
Which commences, that we told them it's going to commence tomorrow morning. We have
well, money. That's what this present proclamation will be delivered to them by our embassy. So I think
it might be, well, you know, that's going to be a little time getting to them.
Yeah, this letter may have a little priority.
All right, and which will go into effect
at Greenwich time.
2 p.m. It's 1400 hours.
1400 hours.
Right.
2,000 people stormed the American embassy. American Russell's people stormed the embassy there.
ship has been hailed. Now, this is going to be difficult because it means we have to try to see in advance what the ship has.
Doesn't he know that by the end of the day, there'll be Thursday, there'll be ships arriving in Cuba, which will make it appear as if, but that would have to just say that they all went through before the blockade.
Yes.
The only problem I see, Bob, I would think that the Soviets, if there is one vessel among them, left the one vessel, I would think they would turn around.
Excision 2, 22 seconds excised.
There's been no change in course that we have yet detected.
Well, that could well be the beta boat ships.
They're all going on course, aren't they?
They're all going on course, that's right, as best we can tell.
Excision 3, 8 seconds excised.
Stop. Secondly, when you do the action you do, it'll allow them not to commit
major vessels, such as a carrier.
The submarine was just fueled yesterday at the Azores, and
yes,
they're moving west.
But they sent a ship under high speed to fuel a submarine yesterday, which did fuel, and was observed fueling. It's obviously going to move into the Cuba area. There may well be others that we're not aware of. I think we're going to have to allow the commander on the scene a certain amount of latitude to
avoid danger. In the area.
We have the Enterprise in the area, that's right, and the Independence.
Do we want to keep the Enterprise there?
Well, the Enterprise is not at this moment in anywhere close to the area of the mosque.
You need our aircraft to balance the air. But the submarine could really, they say these aircraft carriers could do a lot of damage.
Well, we expect to know reasonably well where submarines are. Am I not right? That's what I think.
All right. Well, Mr. Secretary, I think I'd like to make sure that you have reviewed these instructions that go out to me and having in mind this conversation we just had.
I have, and I'll do so again tonight.
All right, Mr. Nash.
Well, we have some decisions coming out of this morning. The Attorney General has one, which is the problem of foreign bombs for Coast Guard shipping.
Yeah, I first say that we found that is not the problem that was anticipated. There are only 18 American flag ships now engaged in coastal trade or intercoastal trade on the Atlantic, and they're all specialized types of design, John, and they would not be the types we would take. The ships we would requisition or charter are all engaged in the export-import foreign trade. They represent about 10% of the total foreign trade operating out of the Atlantic. They represent, and our take would be about 30% of the 10%, so that we will not have much of an effect on the foreign trade. We will be shifting some cargoes from U.S. bombs to foreign bombs that will affect our gold flow, but we're talking about 80 to 90 ships, and we're trying to cut down these requirements. The big impact will be on passenger ships if we take the Independence and the
Bajor
Constitution and so forth, Brazil, Argentina. I don't think we have any problems, John.
Intercoastal too?
That's right.
How about your offshore ships coming back from Japan, Honolulu, that stopped the West Coast port and picked up lumber and all the rest of them around this way?
We're not going to take those.
You're not going to take those.
And we can pick up some ships that are down the charter of the Soviet Union. Some of these,
Well, we want flag ships.
You want U.S. flag ships?
Yeah, they may attempt to stop some of our ships. I suppose some of them might have sink them. I suppose that's what they will do.
It's a real possibility.
Yeah. We got to bear down.
I think it's particularly possible if the Cubans will try to stop or sink some of our ships in the passages.
Exactly. When we're sending out some warning to our merchant,
we are sending warnings out to them, and we're also providing air cover of a sort. Now, we can't provide constant cover over every merchant in that area, but we do have air cover over the area, and we'll be prepared to attack their attackers. But this is a real possibility we lose a merchant ship in and around Cuba quickly.
Okay.
Is there anything you want to add on foreign bombs?
No, just if it's not a problem, it's academic. But the answer to the question is that we can't answer.
You could wait.
President, have you had a report on what the low-level flight facilities have been?
Or should they
give us any indication?
We just got the photographs, and they're not very give you very much. They haven't been down to the center for any interpretation or correlation.
Any missiles on that?
They're better pictures.